Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to start out this morning with our prayer concerns. There's one up here. It says unspoken, and it's by anonymous. So I guess that's sort of a prayer for all of us, for what's going on in our world, the sick ones that we know, the ones that are facing serious problems in their life. The next one is a prayer concern for George Allen, Katie Bader's uncle. He will be facing surgery for amputation of toes. And we have, of course, the ongoing prayers for Bob Downing with his ongoing problems with his health. We also have some announcements. Current disaster response to Hurricane Florence, UMCOR is at work. We have already sent $20,000 for immediate use for response after the storm to the South and North Carolinas. Great job by great Methodist people. This week is the UMW's garage sale or church sale. So we are in the process now of purchasing some new chairs for Wesley Hall. So we will need to get rid of some of the old ones. So they're going to be for sale, $2 each. They'll be available at the sale. And B also wanted me to mention that we will be doing a bake sale. So she'd really appreciate to see some of these bakers bring in some great goodies. And you can bring those in. They're starting at Thursday at 8, but the donations can be brought in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 9 to 5. And I don't know if she's going to need extra help or not, but you'd see B. Thank you. Okay, do we have any birthdays? No birthdays today? Oh, Bert. Okay, any? Okay. Hey, that's okay. We can still sing. Oh, Verge has a birthday. And Judy, you weren't raising your hand. And we know you're just, you know, like 18. Should we sing Happy Birthday? Any anniversaries? Nobody? Okay. Our first praise song is...
Whoop. Yep, we have one. We have a,
oh, yep. I was supposed Sorry. To tell you that, too.
Yep.
Had no idea where you could put her.
Good morning. I've got some great news. I have two things. One, Pastor Sue doesn't know I'm going to say, and I'm going to do that first. This summer, I believe... Pastor Sue has completed 20 years in ministry, and I think that is pretty cool, and I think that we need to recognize that.
Thanks.
Okay, and last Sunday, when Suzanne presented a mission concern for the Mrs. Eddy's orphanage, am I saying that right, in Haiti, to challenging us that we could send three students to school for 120 each, or 360. And the church was challenged to meet that. Well, this week, and I wasn't home, so my husband took charge of that, a couple donated the money on behalf of the church to meet that challenge. So I have that money for you. But the point is that it was wonderful, and this is not coming from the anonymous couple. It is on behalf of the church, so this will go on behalf of the church. Our challenge is that we need to do this every year. When you think about And I was, as I said, I wasn't home when these people came, but the idea is that we have so much. We wake up in a home, we have hot water, we have a coffee pot, we have a toaster, whatever. We just have so much that we just take for granted, and I truly think a lot of us do. We could easily meet this challenge every year. And as a church, I'd really, really, really like to see us do this. And so these people and me, and I'm sure Suzanne and Pastor Sue also, are challenging the church to do this on a yearly basis. So I'd like to present the money, and God bless the people who did it. And I don't know who they are. God bless them. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful
thank
thing.
You. When Bev called me, I called Terry Eisenman, who is the letter's from. She is my best friend. She's our Haiti lead that goes with the group. This next year, they'll be going February 6th to the 16th. I'm not able to go with them this next year. But I called her and said, Terry, you put a challenge to us here, and we have made that challenge. And you don't know Terry yet. You will get to know Terry. She will be coming over, and she will be doing a presentation sometime after we get back from the Holy Land, because she's going with me to the Holy Land. So she thanks you from the bottom of her heart, and with tears and thanksgiving, she is very appreciative. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Our first praise song is on the little blue books in the pews or up on the screen, page 2002, I Will Call Upon the Lord. Is 21-29, I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
singing. Would join me with the call to worship. Come, let us worship the Lord by responding to his invitation.
Leave self behind. Take up your cross and follow Jesus.
Walk in the Lord's presence in the land of the living. Come. The next hymn will be on page 415, Take Up Thy Cross.
You may be seated. It is an exciting day in the church as we have a baptism this morning. We will be inviting parents and godparents in just a moment as we will baptize Bo, Stephen Bowerman, Chelsea, and Ryan Spiegel, our godparents, and parents are Zach and Abby. I just blanked. I hate it when I do that. And Abby and little Bo. So I'm going to encourage you to turn in your hymnals to page 33, and if the five of you will come up. Six of you. Hi, Carter. I didn't see Carter. Sorry, I think he was in the other row with family. All right. So on page 33, brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation, given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Through confirmation, through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing in us and for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. I now present to you, the congregation, Bo Stephen Bowerman for baptism. These questions are for you. First, the two of you. On behalf of the whole church, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, promise to serve him as your Lord, in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, I do. Will you nurture this child in Christ's holy church that by your teaching and example, he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly, and to lead a Christian life. If so, I will. And as godparents, will you sponsor this child, support and encourage him in his Christian life? If so, I will. To the congregation, do you as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include this child now before you in your care? Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who is conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. And when you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan, to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift, of water, and for Bo, who will receive it, to wash away his sin, clothe him in righteousness throughout his life, that dying and being raised with Christ, he may share in his final victory. If we can keep him quiet and asleep, or if he'll wake up. Hi, Bob. Hi there. Oh, you are so precious. Stretch a little bit. Yeah. This is the great part of those of you listening on the radio. You can't see this baby, but he's beautiful. What name shall be given to this child? Bo Stephen Bowerman. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May God guide you all the days of your life and bless you that you may be his disciple in the name of Jesus, the risen Christ. So before you respond, I get the joy of walking him. So this may be a little dead time. I don't know, Tina, you may want to just play something real quietly on the piano. I didn't give her a heads up, so she's... But we're going to walk and show Boaz, this is your new brother in Christ. Here he is, sound asleep, stuck his tongue out as I put water on his mouth. I don't know if you saw that. Yeah. But here he is. Isn't he precious? You got more hair than you. I won't say who I said that to. Here he is. Yeah. Look at here. What do you think? Yeah. Yeah. What do you guys think here, huh? There he is. Isn't he precious? All right. Got to show everybody in the congregation this new brother in Christ. Yep. This is a fun part of being a pastor, too. You all seen him, but yeah, yeah, here's your family. Here you go. Here, isn't he sweet? Yep. Yeah. Won't forget you guys out here. All right. He is very precious, and he's being very good. Here we go. Isn't he sweet? Just good. Like, put your head back there. Don't fall. Yeah. Yes. Here we go. Oh, I know why you eyes all sit over here. Here's the fan. Here's some family, too. Hi. Did you get that? Yeah. We got to go over and special grandma and grandpa over here. Yeah. I know you see them all the time, but yeah. Yeah. Got to show the choir. So what a special moment this is in the life of the church. Isn't he precious? And his brother, Carter, I bet you are really excited about this little baby boy, aren't you? About your brother? This is your brother. Yeah. Congratulations to you. So, the Holy Spirit will work within you, Bo, and your response as we welcome our new brother in Christ, Bo Stephen Bowerman, in your book. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as a member of the family of God. Oh, Christ, I shut my books up. There you go. Congratulations. I told him, but I got to preach. There you go. Oh, what a special. Congratulations. Congratulations to you, too. How about a high five? Yeah, all right. You got it. Congratulations. Oh, don't go away. I forgot. I put it up here this morning. This has been made by the group at 10 on Thursdays from the Prayer Shawl Ministry, made for Bo, and has been prayed over and blessed. So, yep. Blessings to you. Thank you. So now it's time for children's message. So I'm going to invite the children up. Can you come on up here and join me? Got a lot of you this morning. Come on up. Thank you, Tina. That was wonderful. Come on over. Come on down. Find a place to have a seat. There you go. Good to see all of you. So, what did you think? We just baptized a baby. What did you think? Was that wonderful? You've watched it before. That's good. And we hope, Bristol, that we have a whole lot more, right? Come on, Claire and Jack. Come on down. You can sit here. It's okay. So that was pretty exciting, wasn't it? What did we do? We put water on Bo's head. We baptized him in the name. I want you to catch that. In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today we're going to talk about the name of Jesus. I think you were talking about names in your Sunday school class today, weren't you? You didn't, but the older group was talking about names of Jesus this morning. So in their scripture today, Peter calls Jesus the Messiah. He gives him the name the Messiah. The Messiah is one that is anointed. It's another name for Jesus. Now, I had to look because I couldn't remember. Anybody know what Susan means? Probably not, because that's not your name, is it? Susan's my name. My name means graceful lily. Graceful lily. Okay. I looked up Bo's name. Bo's name, according to my phone, handsome. Of course, very, very fitting. I knew Riley would be here today, so I looked up Riley's. Do you know what your name means? It was a while ago when I looked yours up, so let me go back, because that was earlier in the week. So what does, and I even spelled it right, R-Y-L-E-I-G-H, right? I even had it right. Okay, so Riley comes from an old Irish given name, and it means courageous and valiant. You courageous? Yeah. Let's look up one more name. Whose name are we going to look up? Who wants to give me their name? Okay. Mallory. Adeline. I knew that. You're going to have to A-D. All right. So Adeline is a new American invention. It's really just a made-up name is what it says, Mom and Dad. You probably already knew that. It's one of the cutesy names, creations American parents are so good at, and it doesn't tell me what it means. She was named after Grandma Ada and Grandma and Lynn's. Okay, so you combine name. Well, I want you to know that I'm going to look up one more because my husband and I, Papa and Grandma Sue, had a new grandson born on Friday morning, weighing 6 pounds, 13 ounces. They live out in Texas, so I haven't been able to see him in person, but saw him by phone. And his name is Maverick. So shall we look up what Maverick means? Yeah, you want to see what Maverick means? Sunday school thought, well, they live out in Dallas. It's the Western movies here. So Maverick. It says it's a noun. It's what it says. Yeah. I don't see what it means. All right. Maverick definition. This may take a moment. An unbranded range animal. We won't tell. We won't tell them that, will we? So, Maverick Martin. Martin is the middle name of Jim's father, who has already passed away. That was his middle name. And so, names are really special. And so, your folks all have a phone. You may even have a phone. You can have your folks look up what your name means. You may get something that you really don't want to know or expect. We won't go there. It may be, but I'm sure there's another meaning. So, find out about the meaning of your name. Because today we're going to talk about the meaning of Jesus, okay? Who is Jesus? Let's go ahead and pray. Lord God, we just thank you for baptisms and names and new births and little ones and children of all ages. We ask, Lord, that whatever our name means, we know that you are our Father in heaven and that you love each one of us. And so we thank you for our name, in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. All right, here's children's bulletins. We'll go some that way and some that way and down here. Now, the older kids get to stay in class. The younger ones get to go to the nursery. How many more do you need? Okay, we got two back here. No, you're not going back to class. You guys get to sit in the pews. Here's yours. Can you hand them back to them? Thank you. Anybody else? All right. Go back and sit with your parents. Thank you.
Today our anthem will be Love Grows Here. And what better anthem would be than to have it sang today in honor of our little newborn baby. Besides, Linda always calls this our signature song, Love Grows Here.
Beautiful. The reading this morning is out of the Old Testament, Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sin. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgressions. May these words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Would you now stand for hymn 338 and on the screen verse 1 and 4, Where He Leads Me. May be seated. Let us go to our Lord in prayer. Lord God, this is a new day, a day that we have gathered to worship and praise your name. We thank you, Lord, that you are a part of our lives and that you go with us each and every day. We pray, Lord, that we will be as faithful to follow you, to hear you calling us, and to be faithful in that calling. We lift up, Lord, those that we know are ill, those that may be facing surgery, those that are recovering. We pray for those that have lost loved ones, and we pray especially for those in the Carolinas and along the coastal, with hurricanes coming one after another, that these people will be blessed, that their homes will be saved. When homes and businesses are destroyed, we pray that UMCOR comes in and that they will be provided for with food and clothing and housing, a place over their head. And Lord, we are truly blessed in this world. We ask, Lord, that you use us, that we may help those who are less fortunate than us, that we can help provide right here in Sandusky, in Michigan, to the United States, to globally in the world. Just as you have provided for 3 children in Haiti to go to school. We give you thanks this morning, Lord, for all that you do for us, for all that you have called us to, for all that you lead us. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to lead this church and its leaders, that we may be your hands and feet, that we may be faithful, that we may understand and know when you call us that we can respond. We responded already this morning, Lord, with a baptism. May we continue to bring in new members. May we continue to baptize your people in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of us may not be just members of a church, but disciples of Jesus Christ. So we give you our lives, Lord, and we ask that you use them, fill them with the Holy Spirit, and bless them to be a blessing to others. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This morning, our lesson is out of Mark, the gospel reading, Mark 8, verse 27 to 38. Hear these words. Jesus and his disciples went on to the village around Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he asked them, Who do people say I am? They replied, Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, still others one of the prophets. But what about you? He asked, Who do you say I am? Peter answered, You are the Messiah. And Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. He then begins to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. And when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. Get behind me, Satan, he said. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. Then he called the crowd to him along with the disciples and said, Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels. The word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord. Now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. Jesus is in the Caesarea Philippi area, kind of north of the Sea of Galilee, in that region. And he's walking as he's going from one place to another to continue his teachings. And so he asks this question, who do people say I am? And the disciples give them all kinds of answers. We also know that we can call Jesus by many names. But when he asks the disciples, who do you say that I am? Peter announces the Messiah. The Messiah, the anointed one. We also may call Jesus Christ our Lord, our Savior, the light of the world, the way, the truth, many other names as we continue. There is a list of what, you know, we may call Jesus Christ, Father, Mother. So in this, it's amazing how Jesus says, do not tell anyone about me when Peter says that he is the Messiah. For Peter, the Messiah may be different than what the Messiah really means for us today. See, Peter also wanted somebody in that day and time, in that culture, to be able to be a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's what we call our Jesus, isn't it? But in his thinking, he wants somebody that will triumph and be the one that will lead them to victory and to be their Savior, but not in a way that what Jesus Christ is meaning in his name for us today. So he tells them to not say anything. It's also not the right time. Jesus begins to tell them, I will be killed and I will die. They're also disciples that follow him. And if they are going to follow and be like him, they also may die in that way of crucifixion on a cross and be buried. But they will not rise again in 3 days like he did in that culture, in that time. But we know today that as we follow Jesus Christ, and we know that after our death, if we have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, that we too will be with him in heaven, that we will rise and be with him. Our souls will go to heaven. So there's three parts to this. The first one is about who I am. The second one is about learning who he is and what type of Messiah he has. And then he tells the crowd that they must lose their life in order to save it. I always found that a difficult passage. What does it mean to say lose your life and then you will have it saved? We talked a little bit about it in Sunday school this morning, but not in that manner. That when we follow Jesus Christ, sometimes that means letting go of ourself, that self-denial of who we are and what we want as human beings. In order that we can follow Jesus Christ and the way that he wants us to go. We know in this world we cannot do it perfectly, right? We are all sinners. We cannot be perfect. But we strive to be the best that we can be. And even this morning we have reaffirmed our faith and our belief in Jesus Christ, in the Father, and in the Holy Spirit. And I hope you realize that you also reaffirmed your faith that you will help lead this little boy, Bo Steven, and helping Abby and Zach in their parenting as they come up in the church, that Bo may come to know Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. And you have all said, yes, according to the reading this morning. Did you realize that? Good. So that when we call you and we ask you, will you work in the nursery, you all say yes, right? It's part of following. Oh, but I want to hear the sermon. I'd rather sit in my pew. This is when we come to lose our life. It's not about us. It's about what can we do for God? Where is he calling us to be the disciple, not just a member of the church? We have to move from member, sitting in the pews, to discipleship, being active and following Jesus Christ and doing ministry. Do you get that? That's a tough one. To lose your life, it's not about us. To say, I don't want to do that. Well, maybe God's calling you to do whatever ministry God's calling you to do. And we don't always like it, but it's us giving up our life for someone else. That's losing your life so that you will have it in heaven to be saved. So I go back to the thought and I go, okay, Lord, but you said if we accept you as Lord and Savior, we're in heaven, right? Are you with me? Okay. So if you told me, I say, you're my Lord and Savior, I'll be in heaven, then why do I have to lose my life in order to gain heaven? Well, it's this simple. It really is simple. We can't just say the word, Lord, you're my personal Savior, you're my Lord, and then not follow him. And be the action, be his hands and feet here on earth. Be Christ to the world. We all have to continue. If you're still living, you're here today, you're still living, God still has a plan for you. That means you still need to have something to do for Jesus Christ. It may be in your health just to pray, because praying is very important. But all of us in this room and listening on the radio, we are all to follow Jesus Christ. Did you get the songs today? What are they saying? Follow me. Not Susan. Follow Jesus Christ. We are to follow what he is asking us to do. I've asked several, do you want to be members of the church? I have several that have said yes. I will be getting the class together. I'm still working on some. If you check that box that says attend here regularly, but you're not a member, maybe you want to reconsider being a member of this church. But it's not just about being a member of this church. It's about being a disciple for Jesus Christ. Because our mission, especially in the United Methodist Church, is to go and make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world, so our world can be a better place. Amen? Whoever gave to be able to give to Haiti, you made a difference in that orphanage. You made a difference in several of our lives because that child can now go to school. And that child, three children can now go to school and be educated. And hopefully they can get to have a better life than the life that they have right now. Thank you. Thank you. We're all called. So I heard Bobby read this morning, I think it's United Methodist altogether so far, UMCOR is bringing help to the Carolinas. We haven't taken up an offering yet. I'm going to ask you that next week you bring in some offering so that we can help someone else that has had their life ripped apart. Ripped apart. Because of blowing winds and rain and loss of house, mudslides, and that you can give to them. But I want to tell you this. It's on top of your tithing. You laugh because sometimes, well, if I need to give here, then I won't give here. Losing our life means sometimes that we have to give when it really hurts. When you don't think you're going to have enough to make it. I have to tell you, I was a single mom with two children, had a full-time job, was going to school full-time to get my undergrad, and I didn't have enough money to barely make my rent. I was on staff at the church, and I barely had enough money to have food on the table for my children. I know what it feels like. And it's not very pretty. And most of us that are in that position are pretty ashamed. You don't want to go and ask for help. It's embarrassing. But the church needs to make sure that they can help other people so that they don't feel that we can give. And I have to tell you, the turnaround for me was the church gave me several bags of groceries. You may not think that's much, but it gave me faith in the church. It gave me faith in God that I was going to be okay, that I was taken care of, that God was truly going to provide for me. Because I was one of those that, you know, I took my checkbook and I'd write out my bills and I'd see, it's not there. How am I going to give to the church? How am I going to provide for my family? It isn't there. But the church gave me groceries and began to teach me that it's not about me. That God will always provide in some way. But I have to lose my life. I have to take myself and take it out and deny. And so I always wrote the checks out, then paid whatever I could to the church, and I always had nothing. Been there? Then I began to recognize that I need to help others. That God has sent me and has a plan for me. And I began to write that check out to the church first. And then I paid my bills. And do you know what? I don't know how this works. You know, with human beings, it's impossible. With God, it's not. I don't know how it works, but folks, I always had money left over. I just did it in a different order. How does that work? It's because I'm faithful to Jesus Christ. I had to actually say, I give up, Lord. I give myself totally to you. I can't do this. And God provided. And you know what? This isn't a boast, but I love giving today. I am so blessed. Jim and I are so blessed. Number 15th grandchild was here. We are so blessed. We have a parsonage to live in. We have food to eat. We have cars that we put many miles on, but we can afford the gas. And we are so blessed. And we can help that child in Haiti, because I also have a child, Rose Burge, that I allow her to have food every month, and I send her to school. Because she's a beautiful young lady who's now 16 and needs to learn and needs to be able to be loved. And when I write that out, some days I wonder, am I gonna have enough? I'll be honest with you. Am I gonna have enough? But I believe that's the bottom part of this scripture this morning, is that if you want to save your life, you will lose it. You will lose it in the meaning of being a full disciple of Jesus Christ. Not just a pew sitter, not just a Sunday I come to church, but to be involved and active in being God's hands and feet to the world, sharing the story of Jesus Christ, loving one another, forgiving one another, giving grace instead of being angry. Talked about that in class today. Giving grace instead of anger. We're all human beings. We all know right from wrong. But where is God calling you? Who do you say that Jesus Christ is to you? That's a question I want you to ponder this week. Who do you say Jesus Christ is to you? Is he your personal Lord and Savior? Do you spend time with him? Are you listening? Are you sharing that conversation? Lord, where do you want me? What am I supposed to do? Help me to follow you, to be faithful. Because, folks, that's the cost of discipleship. Will we lose our life to save it? Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for your scripture and your life, that you died to make us free to have a life of eternity. May we follow you and be faithful and obedient in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Would the ushers please come forward for our morning offering? Lord God, we bring you these gifts out of our abundance, out of our love for you and our faithfulness. Accept them and may they be used to follow you, to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. In the name of Jesus, our risen Christ. Amen. 21:37, what I have answered if you have called. Thank you. As we go forth, may we hear Christ's calling, and may we be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.